Yeah.
I wanted to mention Ha'ara with Gershon Edelstein. I saw this morning that he said shir on Monday in the hospital. They had a picture of his Mar Mekaymus. Sahedrin Avav. I can't read them, but clearly. Pasha, I printed it out, I showed it very firework. It's Pasha to me a nace. Here you have a 100-year-old man who was one day away from dying. Went to the hospital on Erev Yontif. Monday in the hospital, he said shir. The Bachum came, and he said shir on the sugya. He sat and wrote out the Mar Mekaymus, right, himself. He didn't dictate them. Right? It's just a Pasha the nace that Klal Yisrael was zeicha to somebody who's 100 years. He said shir for, I don't know, 75 years, literally 75 years. It's just Pasha to, I mean, the last three gdailim that were nifter, we were zeicha, the mamish ad yayma ma'achar, and they were being malamitari b'rab. Reb Chaim, Gershon, and Reb Aaron Leib, I mean, they were Pasha, mamish until the end, they were saying shir. Over 100 years old. What? Yeah, he was a mamish. I don't know what svarim he had there, if he did a balpet, that they didn't say. But I'm sure he didn't have a library in the, maybe it is old cheer notes, I don't know, but it's a pasha d'nes. It's a tragedy that Klal Yisrael lost a gadol, I'm not minimizing that at all, but it's a sus for Klal Yisrael that we had these gadolim for such a long time. So that's a unique thing in history. I mean, it's more b'derech hateva that people live that long, but still, it's still that mamish b'daitam and mekeichem and that they're milamet teira l'rabim mamish until they're over 100 years old is just a pella. It's a pella. Okay, we're holding here. I wanted to start, I guess, pasuk at aleph. I think we read it already, but. Vayam boyasa yemelo geiru gadli kol asher osis es chamoisei chacharei moisi sheikh vatazvi avich vimeich veretz meilanteich vateilichi elam asher lo yodat temel shilshoim. So Boaz answered her, and he said to her, she asked him, why are you being so nice to me? So he said, "Who gate, who godly, it was told to me, everything you did with your mother-in-law, after your husband died, but tazvi, and you left, your father and your mother, and land of your birth, and you went to a nation that you didn't know yesterday and the day before." So, first of all, in other words, the overall mashmaisa of the pasuk is she's joining Klal Yisrael, right? But there's two. He's really focusing on two things. One is is what you're doing with your mother-in-law. Kol asher asis es chamaisech. That's its own chesed. Milvad, even if she was, l'havdil, a Filipino, caretaker of Nami, but l'maisa, that's a chesed, right? That's a chesed. Kol asher asis es chamaisech. Acharei maisech after your husband died. So after your husband died, she's not your mother-in-law anymore. You have no achrayus to her. Ruth certainly had no achrayus to take care of Naomi. If anything, it was the other way around. And it was told to me what you did for your mother-in-law, achrayim v'yisishech, after your husband died. And besides that, v'atazvi avich v'imeich, v'eretz meilanteich, v'atelchi al amash. So that, if it would stop there, I would say that's part of the chesed with her mother-in-law. Right? She left Mayav with her mother-in-law to take care of her mother-in-law, and that's all part of the chesed. However, once we have the end of the pasuk, that changes the whole second half of the pasuk, I think. And that's saying you joined Klal Yisrael, right? That's not this location. You joined Klal Yisrael, you went to the nation. So then I think that's where the pasuk really splits by Vatazvi. Right, it's not just pshat, she's leaving the place and she's going along with Naomi to take care of Naomi, but she's leaving her avich v'imech, she's leaving her father and her mother and the land of her birth, not just outs the chesed for Naomi, but be'ikar outs the vatelchi el ama shalayadat mel shilshay. This lashem atazi avich v'imech, this just pissed me off. What you're saying. Right? In the beginning of Parshas Kisaitse, by the Parsha of the Yefas Tayar, so the she's captured in war, right? So the Pasuk says, Ve'isira simla shivyo me'olel v'yosho ve'isecha, right? You shall remove the clothing of captivity and she'll sit in your house. U'vachses avio ve'esima yerach yomim, and she'll cry for her father and her mother yerach yomim for a month, right? And then you'll marry her. So Rashi says, what's avio ve'esima? But she's leaving her father and her mother. There's a chazal that it means avaydazar. I thought Rashi brought it, but maybe Rashi doesn't bring it. But the avich ve'imeich is not just her family, but it's the whole sviva of the avaydazar. Okay, but either way, the Pasha Peshad is also very strong, right? You know, it's one of the obvious, Rabbi Weinberg Zechen Lebracha. He once said, he got shilas from a woman in Texas that she would ask him, Sheva Mitzvah Zanei Nayach Shilas. Right? She once called him and she allowed a buy from a trade for butcher. She's a guy. So she allowed to drive by for say, yes, of course. She said, does she have to be Chayshish for Eber Menachai? Like, you know, so he once asked her, how come she's not Migayeris? She's Mamish, Mimdaktik, and Kutze. So she said, I can't leave my mother. I can't do that to my mother. She won't be my mother anymore. And, you know, she viewed the halacha as a reality, and Mimela, she wasn't able to. So Vatazi Avich V'imeich is something, right? You know, it's for somebody who doesn't get along with their parents, you know, and they're not happy in their life. That's one thing, right? But Tazi Aviv Imech, though, is a much stronger statement. Rus was not on the outs with her family, right? But Tazi Aviv Imech, you left them; they didn't leave you. Tazi Aviv Imech, Be'eretz Me'lanteich, Vatelchi Alam Hashal Yedat Tumal Shulsham, and you join Klal Yisrael that you did not know. And it's not like she was in Eretz Yisrael and she saw the milos of Klal Yisrael. No, she didn't know them. And Afal Pi Kein, she decided to join Klal Yisrael. That you came lachsois to chayset to get rachmanus, the exact translation to shade under the wings, right, of the Rebbeinu Shlom. So this pasuk is a key pasuk. We mentioned this pasuk all the way back in the beginning. Yishalayim Hashem po'aleich. Well, let's first translate, right? The Rebbeinu Shem should pay back pa'aleich, your work, your actions, usimus maskurtech, and your schar, shalema, should be complete, me'im Hashem aleike yisof from the Rebbeinu Shem. So what are these two l'shaynas? We know that there's two kinds of workers. There's a payel, and there's a sachir, right? So the malbim here is marach in this, but even without the malbim. A payel is somebody who has a, Well, the truth is, maybe it's not such a strong mashmais, but the pile here, he teaches, is when you're hired for a job, to do a specific job. So you get schar for the job, right? You get paid for the job, right? A sachir is somebody who's hired for a length of time, right? He's hired for a month, he's hired for a year, he's for 3 years. So the Yishalem Hashem Pa'aleich means the Rebbeinu Shlom will pay back your actions. You're doing mitzvahs. You're going to do mitzvahs, chesed, or whatever mitzvah she's going to do, so you're going to get schar for. But Hussein maskurtech shleima, but your schar should be shleima, that's for being megayer in the first place. Right? The geirus itself, right, now you're committing to a lifetime job, right, to be a yidn. So that's a Hussein maskurtech shleima, that's a separate thing. Yishalem Hashem polech, Hashem should pay back literally for your actions, your mitzvahs, but your schar should be shleima for joining Klal Yisrael, committing, making that commitment to Klal Yisrael in the first place. Now this pasuk is, we mentioned way back in the beginning, Taisus brings a nazir to show that she was a ketana when she was megayeres, because the Gemara says in Yevamos Amem Chesem Beis that the reason why the Gemara asks, why are geirim unin and tchuyim, why are they punished bezman hazeh? So the Gemara says, because one of the reasons the Gemara says is because they pushed off their geirus. So Taisus says, if Bayez is telling you, you're going to get complete schar, so obviously she didn't push off her geirus, so how could that be? She must have been a ketana. That's Taisus in Nazir. So we asked that.
What?
Blanking. You have the Yivamis also, because I want to read the Tysus.
Yivamis. Who has the
Yivamis?
Tani? Fine. So, Tysus there, is Ma'ira something that we asked then, because we asked that, how could Tysus is assuming that Rus was the daughter of Eglon, and she was a Ktana, and her father married Ruf, and so we asked that she should have been over 200 then, because from Eud Ben Gera to Ibtson was over 200 years, and therefore she should have been a Ktana. So Tysus, I saw today that Tysus and Yivamis actually is the Keshen, is that Keshen, on this Drasha. Right? The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, this is Memchasim based at the bottom. The Gemara says, our Pasuk for this idea. The Gemara says, right? That's why they're punished. Brings our Pasuk. So Rashi says, what's the deal from our Pasuk that Geirim are normally punished for delaying it? Because here it says, the end of the Pasuk, Shabbos Lassach Tachskanov, sounds like you rushed to be Megayer. Say, Maskur Dech Shleimer, your Schar will be Shleimer. Right, because you came right away. Right, that Rashi says that's the mashar. Boss, shemi harta v'lei harta. Right, you hurried up. So Tysus goes with the same shot. Perish shemi harta v'tema. The begmi shahaya areini nazir v'shama chaver v'ani. Right, chav gimel mbeis. Sorry. Oimer rus bas benai shalagel and benai shabalag malch mayav. Ukshish tachshav shenaisav shel ayun. Shaharag Eglon, Aya killed Eglon. At Saif Yamim Shal Eglon Shal Ivtson, Ainu Bayas Tim Si Yaisim Yasim Shana, you're gonna find more than 200 years. So how could it be she rushed? If she's gotta be at least 200. Isaac Nasa Nasa, the civil ability lachazakhur. Yeshlaimer the Basman, right, Ivtson himself was old. Yeshlaimer the Basman, I shall Eglon lab Dafka. El Kalaimer, right, we said this chat then, but Tysus there doesn't learn this way. Right, that when she we say beat the Shalaglin, it means that she was a descendant of Eglon, not literally his daughter. Right, that's how Taisir answers the Kasha. But in Lamaisa, he asked the Kasha that she should have been over 200. Okay, but Lamaisa, I think this is a machlekes how to read the pasuk. That you came to be Megayer. So there are those who learn, and if you take a look at the Targum here. The Targum is Vazalt Liskayoro Ulemesa Bain Am Deloyish the Maidalay. You came to be Megayer. Sounds like she wasn't Megayer yet. Like we were Medayek, we're going to see later, Rashi seems to hold that she wasn't Megayer yet. Sounds like she wasn't Megayer yet. So the Gemara is Darshaning Asher Bos Lachsais means you hurried up and were Megayer. The exact opposite. Right? Here, the way the Targum sounds like is she Taka wasn't Megayeris yet, and Asher Bos, you came to be Megayer. So it's almost the opposite of pshat in how to read the word bas lachsais, right? Just the aura. I'm not sure if there's a diuk machlekes or if there's just I'm pshat. What's it adding? Right? Asher bas lachsais lachsais nafas. The Gemara is saying it's adding that she rushed, but the targum doesn't sound like that. Vatoim erem sechem veinachad iniki nichinam to ki nicham to ni vichi di barta leiv shiv chasecha. So Rus says back, I should find favor in your eyes, my master, because you have comforted me, that you spoke to the heart, on the heart of your maidservant. I shouldn't even be like one of your maidservants. So first of all, it's the two things. I should find favor in your eyes. Ki nicham toni, because you comforted me. V'chi dibart alef shevchasach, and you spoke about the heart of your shevcha. So what's the nechama, and what's the dibart alef shevchasach? So the Malbim learns that the ki nicham toni, that you helped me out with being taking care of my mother-in-law, and therefore that's made it easier, the fact that she's an almana, Right? Amana usually has no parnasa, and she doesn't hear nichamtani. That's a nechama, somewhat of a nechama, for losing her husband. Right? And the chidibarta leif shegasecha, that you complimented me and you're being makar of me because I became a geiris, or I'm becoming a geiris, whichever pshat we're going to say. But that's the chidibarta leif shegasecha. That's a separate thing. And truth is, one's a nechama for a specific thing. The other one is much more general shvach that Bayaz gave Rus over her whole mahalach achayim that she became a geir. Sounds like she was angling for a job, right? In other words, maybe you'll take me in as one of your shvachis, and here you're doing chesed to me, but halavai I should be like one of your shvachis. So he said to her, Baya said to her, the time of eating, Goishi Haloim, come over here. You'll eat from the bread, and you'll dip your pass in vinegar. And she sat on the side of the harvesters. Rashi brings here, the Gemara talks about there's an akeli for tumah. There's the acharayim v'teichu beisat svita. Rashi says it's the only other time we find this word. There are different pshatim there and what beisat svita is. Some learn it, it's one of these like plates, where you have different sections of the plate and you have like a place to put the dips. So that's vayitzbut, right? He gave her to dip, right? I think that's how Rashi's learning over here. But about the vayitzbut lakali, so he gave her toasted grain to dip, vataycha, or to put on the side, vataycha vatisma, she ate and she was full, vataysar, and she had leftovers. We're going to see later that she gave Naomi the leftovers, but we'll get to that. That's a whole deal, how she could do that, how she could save it. But what's these different things in the pasuk? He said there at the time of the eichel, the time of eating. So in other words, I was assuming why is she taking a break b'chlal Rus? Because if you're following the harvesters and whatever they drop, you're going to take. So when they're not harvesting, there's nobody to follow. There's nothing to get. So Mimela, when they take a break, she's automatically on break. Right? Maybe she goes a few minutes after them, but that's it. So he said there, when it was time to eat, Goishi Aloim, come over here, alechem, and you'll eat from the bread. So what's pass is generally that's bread, right? It's the kitzer version of Birchas Hamazon. Right is brich rachmana, right? The Murray, the high pita, right? Pita is not the it's not the little packet thing in the juice, right? The pita is passes bread. So the Malbim says over here that lechem is the loaf, and pass is the slices, the part you take for yourself. So he gave her a loaf of bread, and he said you'll dip what you take for yourself, the slices, right, in vinegar. I don't know. It sounds like the pass is more direct what you're eating, but v'chaltman alechem, you'll eat from the bed. V'tavalt piteich v'chaymet. Not sure if I would have said that the pass here is something else. There's bread, and then there's what there's the bread that's the main meal, and then there's the pass that she's dipping. Right? That's one of my favorite lines is the Gemara in Beya. The Gemara says that hani bavli tipshoy da'achli nam o benama. They eat. Nama benama. They eat bread with bread. They eat a bread sandwich, right? They put some sort of, right? But there's, in other words, pass is something you eat with something, right? That's okay. I'm not sure. But the third thing here, what? What's that? That's what I was being mired. In other words, if it's the translation then of lechem, right? That's what it would seem. I mean, we're not saying the whole nusach, so maybe it's, I'm not sure. I don't know. But if piteich is an Aramaic word, then we're in a little bit of trouble here. I mean, this is written by Shmuel HaNavi. Don't get me wrong. There are Aramaic words in Chumash too, right? But the Gemara Megillah is ma'ir that it's not shver, but it can't just be the translation of lechem. I don't think that would work. Just stam and pshat in the pasuk. You're going to eat the bread and you're going to dip your pass. That sounds like you're doing something else with it. I would have said it's two different things, right? The bread is the main meal and the pass is what you're dipping, right? That's the side. But besides that, there's dessert here, right? Teishim mitzara kaitzim vayitzbot lakali. Right, Kali is, the Gemara says, we give toasted grain to the kids on Seder night to eat, right? That's a chasana, right? Yes. Right, so Kali, so that was their candy. We Americans can't relate to toasted grain being the candy, you know. It's like, assuming like, you know, the what? It's not even Honey Nut Cheerios, right? We're talking about the Cheerios, right? What? Yeah, that would be the shot. If it's just toasted grain, it would be a dhamma, right? So, but that, you know, is that, but that sounds like another, you know, besides that he gave her bread. No, this is not what she collected. This is, but he offered her to come eat with the workers. So, you'll eat from the bread, and you dip in chaymetz. Rashi says also that chaymetz is when it's hot, so chaymetz is something that cools you off. The targum here is that the chaymetz is something cooked. B'temishi sadek b'tafshila d'spashel b'chala. Right, with something cooked that was cooked with vinegar, so it's a whole dish. But from Rashi, it doesn't sound like that. Rashi sounds like this: the vinegar itself is something; it's sharper, it cools you off. So, but something to eat when it's cold. But this dessert, Vayisva Kali Vatayicha Vatisva Vatayisa, she ate and she was as full and she left over. We'll see what she did with the leftovers. Now, besides that, she didn't listen to Bayez. Bayez says, Gaishi Haloim, right? You come here. Sounds like wherever he was. He was inviting her to come and sit near him, where she sat in mitzara kaitzim. She sat on the side of the harvesters. She didn't sit with the harvesters, outsneas. She didn't sit in back of them. I saw those that say because then she would be looking at them, right? She sat on the side of them, and she didn't sit up front next to Bayez, wherever Bayez was. Does sound Bayez was eating with them, so it's not. There's a medrash, famous medrash. The Gemara says that if Reuven would have known that what the Rebbe was going to write about him saving Yosef, so he would have done much more. And if Bayez would have known that he was going to write about him that he said that he would have given her Miriam, he would have given her fatted cows. But it doesn't sound like it's a taino of Bayez. It just sounds like he would have done more. Right, if the pshat is pashas is if we would know what our ma'asim do in Shemayim, so we would. It's not if he knew that there would be a navi written about his story, but in other words, if he knew that the Rebbe Shem would write things about him, we all have things written about us in Shemayim. So if we would live that, so then it would be a whole different existence. But Lamaisa Bayez itself sounds like Bayez was eating this, so it can't be a taina that he's not giving her more. This was what the eichel was. This is what they were eating. Okay. Vatakam lilake vaitza bayazes narav leimor gam beinu amorim tilakeid v'lo yisach limua. So she got up to pick more. Sounds like she left before the workers here. And I saw those are medayik that. Right? In other words, she didn't want to walk to the fields with them. Vayitzav Bayez es na'orav, and Bayez commanded his lad, saying, Gam beinu amarim talakei, let her pick between the sheaves, v'loy sach limua, and don't embarrass her. So I'm not sure what this is adding. In other words, it sounds like besides following the kaitzrim, which is what she was doing before, she could walk between the sheaves, are what's already stacked up, what's already prepared. So that's usually out of bounds for the aniyim to go find any grain that's on the floor over there. But she don't embarrass her. In other words, don't stop her from doing that. That's also, you know, it's even though normal ani we wouldn't let do go over there, but that she could go. Rashi says, "Asu atzmeichem kilu atem sheichem." You should forget. Make yourselves forget, or pretend that you're forgetting. Targum shel shkana shaluz shalvasa v'chein al hashal. Okay, but so in other words, drop extra stuff or forget extra stuff. From the tzvasim, Rashi says, "Amarim tan of small bundles." So that's already shikha, that's not leket. Leket is the when you harvest and you drop one, so then that's leket. Shikha is either you miss in the harvest. There's two kinds of shikha, right? One is as you miss stalks in the harvest. So again, one or two you can keep, three you can't keep. But then also when you're bringing in the bundles from the field, so if you forget one or two bundles, right. What?
Three the owner can keep and one or two they can't.
Correct.
You said the opposite.
No. I said the opposite. One or two you could take. Right? And three you can't take. So if they forget one or two, then you could take it. That's what I thought I said. So pretend you're forgetting, right? Forgetting that here it's by the shikha, right? In other words, shalta shaylu lam and atzvasim from the bundles azavtem, and you'll leave it velikta, and she'll gather it velaysigaruba, and you don't shatter her. So this is it's easier to give more when you're doing bundles than in other words to say you know leave stalks or drop stalks first. It's harder to drop stalks. Just harder, you know, so you're carrying a bunch of, you know, to drop, make sure you're dropping two and not three is, it's just a harder, you know, but to forget a bundle, you know, you're carrying 10 bundles, you know, and you leave behind two, it's an easier trick and it's easier to do, it's easier to pull off. So I don't know if that's why he told him to do it that way, but Shtam, she could get more this way. Drop for a leave behind from the tzvasim, azavtem, and you'll leave it, velikta, and she'll gather it, velaysigaruba, and don't shout at her that she shouldn't come there, she shouldn't take. Again, why he had to tell them that they shouldn't shout at her is unclear. No, she's entitled to that. But the shaila here is how can you do this? Because the din is that lekha shekhan pei is potter from meiser. But the if it's not like a shekhan pei, it's chayv ha-meiser. However, if you're mafkir it, and anybody could take it, really, she wasn't the only one who could take it. Anybody could take it. So therefore, by leaving it, and you know she'll take. So memela she'll get it, but it was be part of ha-meiser, because l'meiser at the end of the day it's hefker. And they're not giving it to her. If they would give it to her, it would be a problem. But here they're just forgetting and leaving it. So that would l'chayra work, out's the dinner.